This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Hello and welcome to This Day in Esoteric Political History from Radiotopia. My name is Jody Avigan. Today we commemorate Evacuation Day, March 17th. Now, some of you, especially those in the Boston area, will know exactly what we're talking about. Others may never have heard of this. But in Suffolk County, Massachusetts, which includes Boston and a bunch of other big cities, not only is Evacuation Day kind of a well-known thing, it is a holiday. And up until recently, schools were off, most businesses were closed, state workers got a paid holiday. And if you're thinking to yourself, whether you're in Boston or not, wait a minute, March 17th, isn't that also St. Patrick's Day? Well, you're right. And it is not exactly a coincidence. There's an interesting history here about how these 2 days ended up on the same day in the most Irish of cities. So let's talk about the connection between the two and the very Boston holiday. Here, as always, Nicole Hemmer of Vanderbilt and Kelly Carter Jackson of Wellesley. Hello there.
Happy Evacuation Day, Jody.
Thank you.
Hey there.
And Kelly, you are in the Boston area. We were just talking about this, and we'll get to this, but you were pointing out that it's not actually that big of a deal anymore, and your kids...
No. Kids still have school.
But did you have a second where you were like, oh no.
Well, I got it confused with Patriots Day because that is like a holiday in which the kids don't have school. It's usually the same day as the Boston Marathon as well. And so that's widely sort of, you know, celebrated across the state. Yeah. But no, Evacuation Day.
And it has maybe, and Patriots Day potentially has like supplanted Evacuation Day in one way. And we'll get to this, but clearly a big part of this story is like, people like to come up with holidays in the Boston area in March and April. But what is the evacuation in Evacuation Day?
It is the day that the British left the city of Boston in ships and set sail for Nova Scotia. It is basically the Continental soldiers who were fighting in Dorchester Heights and watching the British Army leave. As they claimed victory for the city during the American Revolution. And this happens on March 17th of 1776.
And it's a huge celebration because those British troops had been occupying the city for like 8 years by that point. Mm-hmm. So it had been a city under siege, a city that was occupied for a really, really long time. So to see the redcoats finally take off and leave the city was a big change.
Yeah. And for this... George Washington, the commander of the Continental Army, is presented the first ever medal awarded by the Continental Congress. So clearly a big moment in that day, worth commemorating, as we will get to.
And we should say that Washington gets that medal because he saves the city. He negotiates with General Howe to say, okay, if you guys can leave without burning the city down, which we would really appreciate, we will actually let you leave instead of chasing you out at the end of a musket.
And then when they get on the boats, they're like, where are we going? Bermuda? And they're like, no, Nova Scotia.
Wait a second. It's not what I signed up for.
But, you know, clearly the like plucky Continental Army generally is seen as having succeeded here, saved the city of Boston. It really burnishes Washington's reputation. St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, was a thing back in 1776 as a longstanding holiday. And as it happens, I think Washington understood that that was happening on that day. And there's reports that he kind of noted that the coincidence of that this is all going down on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I think it added to all of the festivities of marches and feasting and dancing and drinking beer and, I don't know, dyeing the river green. Do they do that in Boston? No. I think that's Chicago. But yeah, all of the festivities that might have ordinarily been in play or at least tampered because of the war now actually really get to you know, get escalated because of this historic event.
It's hard to know how everyone felt about the celebration of St. Patrick's Day in the 18th century, especially because it had been part of those occupying troops, some Irish battalions who had been celebrating St. Patrick's Day. But certainly by the time you get to the late 19th century, when there had been a real influx of Irish immigrants into Boston, but also there was by that point in time a pretty sizable number of Irish Americans who had been elevated to positions of power in the city, then it becomes this kind of assertion of Irish identity and this celebration that continues to be, I think, at the heart of Boston's celebratory calendar.
One last thing about 1776 and the St. Patrick's Day connection, which will then play a bigger part in the story as we move into the late 19th and then into the 20th century. But as I mentioned, Washington did understand that there was a St. Patrick's Day connection here. And apparently the password that he had said to everyone, he said, well, if you want to get through our line of troops to prove that you're one of us and that you're on the up and up, the password is you say the word Boston and we'll reply St. Patrick. And on that day, that means that you can pass through. Which, look, Washington, great general. I give him all the credit in the world. Not the cleverest of passwords. Pretty.
That's not going to pass that strong security rating.
Exactly. Not exactly two-factor authentication there.
That's right. Like,
the name of where we're standing right now, and I'll tell you the holiday that it is right now. And then, you're on the up and up. You can come through and do whatever you want. But anyway.
Just needs more capital letters and numbers, I think, to really work.
So let's cut now to 125 years later. I don't think that's a total coincidence. It's a sort of big, clean number. But to 1901, which appears to be when the sort of first calls to make Evacuation Day something that got commemorated really, you know, arise. And so what is it about the very late 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century that means that people are starting to look back and really commemorate this as a real, real big day?
So part of it is just continuing looking back in the late 19th and early 20th century to try to forge a kind of common sense of national identity, particularly in the aftermath of the Civil War. And then part of it, too, is an attempt to kind of Americanize or de-Irish the St. Patrick's holiday as a way of trying to make it more inclusive or a kind of almost nativist response to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, St. Patrick's Day really is way bigger in the States than it is in Ireland or the UK. We make a big deal of it here. And I think by, you know, sort of collapsing these two moments or holidays together, it allowed people to perpetuate sort of like the celebrations, whether under the guise of a historic moment or not. You get something that gets set aside just for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. So 1901, by all counts, is the first sort of real commemoration here. You have Evacuation Day celebrations. 100,000 medals are presented to kids in the city of Boston. Workers have a paid day off. Schools are closed. And then the next year, there's a monument that goes up and so forth. And so it becomes a thing. I want to take a little sort of sidebar here and point out that one of the ways that we got clued into this story is because of a bit of a myth about the origins of Evacuation Day. And so we had an email from Bert, a listener, who wrote a great email. And it was inspired by the episode we did about Huey Long, who, as you remember, he had that incident where he wanted to prevent a bank run. And so then he went searching for a holiday to invent in order to shut down the banks. And so Bert said, well, you know, I'm from the Boston area, and this episode about inventing holidays sort of made me think of Evacuation Day, because the sort of legend that he'd heard was that it was a Boston mayor, legendary Boston mayor by the name of Michael Curley, who was mayor in 1914 into the 50s, actually, or into the 40s. He was the one who invented Evacuation Day, and it was in part because he wanted a kind of, as you were hinting at, Nikki, he wanted a more American reason to actually celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And he was, you know, Irish, big friend of the Irish, big proponent, but he was kind of like, let's come up with this other thing that we can glom onto it and combine these two, and it'll feel both patriotic but also a celebration of Irishness and so forth and so forth. Which is, again, I think a bit of a legend, because 1901 is really when we can see that there was a first Evacuation Day celebration. But Curley, this mayor, is a huge figure here because he really does push it and sort of turns it into this big day of nationalism and patriotism. Hey there, Jody here, and I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a brand new season. This is their 13th season, and the show just keeps getting better. Now, I don't know if you know, but Ear Hustle is the show about life inside prison, but it is not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons, and now they have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships inside prison, and stories of incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. These are stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. I'll be listening, and I hope you will too. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Curly is a fascinating figure in a lot of ways. He's mayor of Boston four different times. So Boston has this like one term limit for mayor. And so he's the mayor of Boston in the 19-teens and the 1920s and the 1930s and the 1940s. So he is kind of like this perennial figure in Boston politics, who is also shady as hell.
Yeah, I know. Every 4 years, he just takes a sabbatical. And then it's amazing. Back.
His stints are just one on, one off, one on, one off. And clearly, And then, of course, you know, he ends up, he gets arrested for mail fraud at some point. But, you know, hey.
Hey, who amongst us?
But the local legend is that he came up with Evacuation Day. I don't think that's actually true. As he said, he really sort of, though, pushed it into the consciousness in a way. And it does become, combined with St. Patrick's Day and Irishness and this idea that, you know, and people from Boston will surely kind of understand these contours more than I do, but, you know, this sense of patriotism and Irish heritage really go hand in hand in all the in lots of very complicated ways.
I also think it fits nicely into this early 20th century moment in which the Irish are trying to assimilate into mainstream America. There's the book about how the Irish become white. And I think part of this, you know, induction of this holiday is to really, I would say in some ways, maybe dilute sort of the differences between Irish Americans and, you know, white Americans or European Americans. And this holiday sort of does all of that work.
I mean, there was joint parades, right? And we think of the parade as such an fraught symbol on St. Patrick's Day, and there was a joint Evacuation Day, St. Patrick's Day parade, and it was very clearly like, these are the same story. Yeah, you're right, Kelly.
Yeah. There's also, you know, closer to the end of this story, a another financial crisis that comes into play, just like in the case of Huey Long. So you have the financial crisis in 2008, which leads to all of these pushes for austerity politics in state and local governments. And there's a real push in 2010 to eliminate the holiday of Evacuation Day for budgetary reasons, right? That you can't give people a paid day off because you need to save those pennies in the state coffer. So they ultimately decide to keep it on the calendar. Although I think now, as you mentioned, Jody, it is a day where people go to work. It's just another day on the calendar.
But isn't parking free? Because I think that matters.
Parking is free. Yes.
Well, there you go. George Washington would be proud of us. I think that, you know, folks who are listening who may have grown up in Boston in the 70s or 80s or 90s kind of understand this was a consciousness. It was an actual proper holiday. Into the 2000s, it starts to wane for those fiscal reasons. But there is also an element here that this guy, Thomas Menino, talk about other sort of legendary Boston mayors. He served from 93 to 2014, and he boycotted the parade every year. And that was because the St. Patrick's Day parade, and this happens in New York and a lot of other places, but has excluded LGBTQ people from marching in the parade. And Menino famously boycotted that, sparked a whole conversation. That stuff happened all around the country. But I'm sure that that had part of it here too, that, you know, whatever it was that the first mayor, Curley, was trying to do, which is combine these two, by the time you get to the 2000s, they're so combined that all of the sort of downsides of the St. Patrick's Day parade also glom on, I would imagine, to the Evacuation Day parade, and then combined with the sort of fiscal incentives that you laid out, Nikki, I think means that, you know, people are just a little down on it. And so there's a there's some legislation, 2010, 2011's budget basically puts an end to it as a proper paid holiday, and it sort of has vestiges here and there.
Which is why people like Evacuation Day.
Right, right.
It's also not a great day for a holiday.
Yeah, it's just not a great name. There's also an Evacuation Day for New York, right? Which is the same sort of thing when troops left the city. But yeah, it's not that sticky. I'm surprised, honestly, it lasted 100 some years. And, you know, talk about the search for a better name. Now we have, as we said at the beginning, Patriots Day. Now there is just a nice, a name. Clean name. Yeah. Everyone can get behind. And if you're not behind Patriots Day, well, then I have some questions for you. but does it feel like Patriots Day? Because right, Kelly, I mean, is Patriots Day a holiday that basically got invented in your time living up in Boston? Like the last few years, right?
I feel like it, yeah. I mean, it's also with the Patriots and the football team, you know, it's like this moment in which people can sort of like celebrate the marathon, take a day of school, wear your merch, you know what I mean? Wear your Patriots gear and all that stuff. I'm not really a fan, so I won't be participating, but it's a big day at my kids' school. They all wear like, you know, spirit colors and all that stuff.
It is worth noting that it is I think it has become much bigger in recent years, Patriots Day was around for the whole of the 20th century. So it's hung around for a while. It's just zoomed to the lead in prominence in recent years.
And I do wonder if the reason that, well, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons, I'm sure, partly because of the Boston Marathon and the wake of the terrorist incident there, post 9/11 stuff.
Yeah,
I would say maybe a little bit of a vacuum in March and April of a holiday as Evacuation Day recedes, maybe find a new one. But yeah, because there's also, I think, was an attempt to turn September 11th and call it Patriot Day or something like that. So I don't know. It's maybe there aren't enough names. But well, I should say Bert, who emailed us, was very clear about kind of couching this as like, this is the legend that I've heard. And so, you know, we love it when we get emails even that we then get to poke holes in a little bit. But thank you, Bert, for writing that. And sorry that you don't get to celebrate Evacuation Day properly this year.
You can celebrate it in your heart.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right. Nicole Hemmer, thanks to you as always.
Thanks, Jody.
And Kelly Carter Jackson, thanks to you.
My pleasure.
Radiotopia.